Hi, I'm Jorma Kaukonen. Welcome to Live from the Fur Peace Ranch. We have the great Ramblin' Jack Elliott. Jack was on the road with Jack Kerouac and that whole gang of guys when most of us were, well, you know, doing something else. The roustabout storyteller and folk singer will be heard in a stellar performance. Many consider him to be the link between Woody Guthrie and Bob Dylan. Jack lives up to his legendary status.
I got the blues for my baby, let me buy the San Francisco Bay. Ocean liner, she gone so far away. Didn't mean to treat her so bad. The best gal I ever have had. Said goodbye, like to make me cry. I want to lay down and die. Haven't got a nickel, ain't got a lousy dime. She don't come back, I think I'm gonna lose my mind. If she ever come back to stay, spend another brand new day walking with my baby down by the San Francisco Bay. Down looking from my back door, wondering which way to go. Woman I'm so crazy about, she don't want me no more. They gotta take me a freight train, because I'm feeling blue. Ride all the way to the end of the line, thinking only of you. Live a while in another city, just about to go insane. Call my name. She ever come back to stay? Spend another brand new day walking with my baby. Talking with my baby. Riding, gliding, driving, jiving, talking with my baby down by the San Francisco Bay.
Good room, good tone. Think I'm gonna have a good time. This is the second concert on the tour, so I'm just sort of getting used to the climate around here, east of the Mississippi. Came by train. It was 4 days, well, 3 days sitting up on a train, on a coach. Met a lot of nice folks. Didn't get much sleep. Saw a lot of pretty scenery. And then we come into Chicago, and there was a 3-hour layover there to change trains. And then I got a sleeper out of Chicago, and I'm sure glad I had that sleeper, because I was really ready to lie down. But starting out from Chicago, first they served a little dinner, and I thought, yeah, a little dinner. We went to the dinner and sat up and talked and met some more nice people. And I really didn't get to sleep until well after midnight. And then we were in Pittsburgh, where they knocked me up at 4. That's what they call it in England, you know. I'll knock you up at 4. Very precise. And I got off the train, and it was 5, actually, 5, yeah. So I had about 4 hours of sleep or something like that. And it was nice. The train man, one of them was a poet. And I've always wanted to write. And we sat there and practiced writing poems. That's why I didn't get a lot of sleep. And the other guy that worked on the train was a railroad historian. He was a great guy, too. And we just too much talking. But Pittsburgh's always been a very difficult, strange place for me since the first time I worked there. At the age of 15, working on a rodeo, I was a groom on the J.E. Ranch Rodeo. And one of our two rodeo clowns that worked that show, a fellow named Raymer Rogers from Texas, played the banjo and the guitar, sang old-time songs. And that was the first time I'd ever heard cowboy songs sung live. I saw it once when I saw Gene Autry live at the rodeo in Madison Square Garden when I was 9. That sort of changed my whole life around. He sang a song like, I'm back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend. Where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly Jensen wheat. Back in the saddle again. Riding the range once more. Toting my old 44. Where you sleep out every night, and the only law is right. I'm back in the saddle again. Whoop it tight, I go my way. Back in the saddle again. Whoop it tight, oh, riding to and fro. Back in the saddle again.
I wasn't planning on doing that, and golly day, I almost forgot the words, but it's been a long time since I heard that song. I met Gene Autry one time over in Palm Springs. I was living down in Palm Springs for a while, and Gene has a nice big house there. I met him at some big dinner. He was about over 85 years old, and I thought maybe he might be a little feeble-minded by that time, and I should not speak too long. In fact, you know, I didn't want to try to live up to my name or anything. They don't call me Ramblin' because I travel. I can figure it out, though. I do travel a lot, but I just wanted to make it very brief so he'd understand me. And I told him my whole life story in 2 sentences. I said, I saw you when I was 9, and I play on a Martin. And he said, good. I think he was pulling my leg. But he appreciated the brevity anyway. And then the last thing I heard was his wife calling over. Oh, I got in a photograph with him with my arm around his shoulder and everything, and some other people I didn't even know. I never even got the photographer's phone number to get a copy of the picture. And there we, posed for our picture. And then Gene's wife hollered at him from way over. We're at table 12, Gene. He said, oh, see ya. And that was it. That was my entire repartee with the great Gene Autry. I got a lot out of it. You know, I waited all those years. Saw him when I was 9, and I met him when I was 59. I guess I waited 50 years. It's worth waiting for. There was an interim period where I didn't appreciate Gene Autry at all. I noticed that them cowboys that were doing all the real stuff there, or the hard stuff anyway, riding broncs and roping and bulldogging steers and roping calves,
didn't wear them fancy clothes with flowers all over them and stuff. They just had these, you know, Levi's kind of overall kind of thing, and black boots or tan boots. Boots weren't always very polished, but they were doing stuff. And their spurs had tape all over them and baling wire to keep them on. Jean's spurs were silver mounted and polished, gleaming, and his hat was steaming, and the horse was beaming. They had, the lights were out, you know, and it came crashing in with a spotlight on him, and he crashed through that little paper circle, horse leaped through into the light, galloped around the arena about twice, waving his hat, the crowd, it's all dark. The girls had preceded him by riding in with their big hats. They had hats with 6-inch brims on them, and it was all dark except for the black light shining down that, what do they call, fluorescent? Not fluorescent. Some kind of special kind of light that shines things in the dark. And they had this luminous paint on their hat brims, and the horse, the steers, they had longhorn steers that horns between 6 and 7 feet long, and they had luminous paint on their horns. So all you could see as they were driving this herd of about 22 longhorns around the arena was the hat brims and the horns, as the steers were kind of trotting in there with the horns rocking from side to side like a boat. And then Gene came in and got off his horse, and a microphone came down from the ceiling on the end of a long wire, and his band was just out in the dark, just outside the ring of lights. You could barely see them, but there was a guitar playing and maybe a bass and somebody playing an accordion, I think. And Gene sang that song, Back of the Saddle Again, and I've never been the same since. That was 1940. I lived the life of a millionaire, spending my money and I didn't care, taking my friends out on a mighty good time, buying bootleg liquor, champagne and wine. Then I began to fall. Didn't have a friend and no place to go. Ever get my hands on a dollar again, I'm gonna hold on to it till them eagles grin. Nobody knows you when you're down and out. My pocket, not one penny, and my friends, well, I haven't any. If I ever get back on my feet again, then's when I'm gonna meet my long lost friend. Mighty strange, without a doubt. Nobody knows you when you're down and out.
get back on your feet again. Everybody wants to be your long lost friend. It's mighty strange, without a doubt. Nobody knows you when you're down and out. Bessie Smith. These songs are coming to me out of, thank you, I was going to write a set list. I sometimes write set lists, and usually I don't ever, when I have them, and I paste it right on the guitar, so I can be sure and remember to do this song or that song. I only do that when I have strange nights where I'm afraid I'm going to forget everything, and usually I hardly ever look at them when I do write them. So tonight I didn't want to bother with it. Didn't want to put any Scotch tape on this beautiful new Martin with all that beautiful varnish on there. So I'm doing it off the top of my head tonight. Here's a Woody Guthrie song. It's a kind of a, sounds like a cowboy song. Woody wrote it at the beginning of World War II to kind of show all you women that you could fight just as hard as the men by working in our defense plants, building planes and guns to go kill Hitler with. It's called The Ranger's Command. And it starts up around here somewhere. Come on, all you cowboys all over this land. And I'll teach you the law of the Ranger's Command. Do you hold a six-shooter and never to run? As long as there's bullets in both of your guns. I met a fair maiden whose name I don't know, and I asked her to the roundup with me, would she go? And she said she'd come with me to the cold roundup and drink that hard liquor from a cold bitter cup. And we started for the canyon in the fall of the year, expecting to get there with a herd of fat steers. And the rustlers broke on us in the dead hours of night. She rose from her warm bed, they battled to fight. Yeah, she rose from her warm bed with a gun in each hand. Just come on, all you cowboys, and fight for your land. Come on, all you cowboys, and don't ever run. As long as there's bullets in rainbow of fur. The Ranger's Command by Woody Guthrie. Yeah, and had so many songs by Woody Guthrie. He wrote, I think he wrote about 2,000 of them. Got to spend a little time with him. I was 21, he was 42. Well, I was 19 when I met him. I was 19, he was 39, and I was 20 and he was 40. He was twice my age. And it was great to meet him and spend a little time with him and pick guitar and hear him tell stories about his adventures. And he traveled around with a partner named Cisco Houston. And they shipped out together in ships in the Merchant Marine and Liberty ships during World War II, carrying high explosives across the Atlantic Ocean to places like Murmansk and Sicily and England. Although I don't know if they ever played any shows over there. I don't think they did. They played their guitars just for the entertainment of the fellow crew members on board the ships, you know. And they got torpedoed twice by German U-boats and had to make it into the lifeboat. And they got the guitar, mandolin, and violin, fiddle, bones, guitar picks, capos, and all that good stuff into the lifeboat. Both times they were torpedoed. Woody wrote a song about that adventure. He called it Talking Sailor. Like, it's a talking blues. And it goes something like this. Bed of the woman just singing the blues, heard the radio telling the news. Said the big red army took 100 towns, all allies dropping them 2-ton bombs. Started hollering, yelling, dancing up and down like a bullfrog. Doorbell rung in, come a man, assigned my name. I got a telegram, says, you want to take a vacation trip? Got a dishwashing job on a Liberty ship. Woman a crying, me flying, out the door and down the line. About 2 minutes, run 10 blocks, come to my ship down at the dock. I walked up the plank and assigned my name. Blow that whistle, was gone again, right on out and down the stream. Ships, just as fur as my eye could see. Woman waiting. Ships loaded down to TNT, all out across the rolling sea. I stood on the deck, watched the fishes swim, eyes up, praying them fish wasn't made out of tin. Sharks, porpoises, jelly beans, rainbow trouts, mud cats, jew gars, all over that water. I walked to the tail, I stood on the stern, looking at the big brass screw blade turn. I listened to the sound of the engine pound. Gained 16 feet every time, went around, getting closer and closer. Look out, you fascists. I'm just one of a merchant crew, belong to a union called the NMU. I'm a union man from head to toe. I'm USA and CIO. Fighting out here on the waters to win some freedom on the land.
This is live from Yorma Kalkinen's Fur Peace Ranch. This concert featuring Ramblin' Jack Elliott, recorded May 4th, 2002.
This is Yorma, and you're listening to Live from the Fur Peace Ranch. Ramblin' Jack Elliott.
Yeah, it's kind of neat when things start to go right, and all that, you know, motion on the ocean, and the guitar's swinging, and the pick is flailing, and my heart is beating, and my fingers are wailing. It's almost as good as riding a good bucking horse and being in rhythm with them, I suppose. I don't know. I've never rode one to the whistle. Got in the saddle. I always landed on my head. I guess that's why I ended up playing guitar. I was really supposed to be a bronc rider. Just didn't quite get it at the right time. Met Casey Tibbs right before I got on the first horse. Shook hands with him. The greatest bronc rider that ever lived. I thought this was a miracle. This is a magic moment. I'm going to get the power. I'm going to get the magic right from his hand. I introduced myself. He shook hands with me. My name's Casey. Let me know if there's anything I can do to help you out. He squeezed my hand, and I squeezed his hand. I ride left-handed, though, and I was shaking with the right-handed. Maybe I should have shook left-handed. Anyway, I didn't get the magic. I fell off that horse so fast, went around so quick. They dusted me off and handed me my eyeglasses. Good try, kid. Gave me my $10. I tried a few more. I was getting better. The third one, I rode him for almost 4.5 seconds. Way out there in the middle of the arena when I blew off him, landed on my back, blew him away. I saw him fluttering like a balloon, overinflated balloon that you let go, and it goes all over the room. The horse looked like that. I was knocked the wind right out of my lungs. I had to pump my arms up and down just to get the air back in them. Lucky they didn't have to carry me out. But it sure was fun. Started singing songs about horses. Favorite song about a bronc I've never learned. I heard it on the radio hundreds of times. Used to tune in to a radio station that played country music, and they didn't call it country music then, but they called it hillbilly music. and I'd always tune in just in time to hear the very last words of the Strawberry Roan. And he'd sing, "That'll stick with old Strawberry when he takes that high dive." That was Montana Slim singing Strawberry Roan. And every time I turned on the radio, it would be the same thing. Click, "That'll stick with old Strawberry when he takes that high dive." And that was Montana Slim, they'd say, over and over again. I thought, I'm going to have to tune in the radio in a little earlier. Never could get the other words to that song. It's called Danville Girl. As I went down to the railroad yards to watch the trains roll by, I knew a train would roll that day, but I did not know what time. "Good morning, Mr. Railroad Man. What time does a train roll by?" 9:16 and 2:44, 25 minutes till 5. 9:16, 2:44, 25 minutes till 5. "Thank you, Mr. Railroad Man. Wanna watch your train roll by." I'm standing on a platform, a big cigar, waiting for the next freight train to carry an empty car. I rode her down to Danville town, got stuck on the Danville girl. You can bet your whole life she was out of sight for that Danville curl. She wore her hat on the back of her head like high-toned people do. By the very next train come down that track, I bid that girl adieu. Down over my eyes when I'm walking down the track, I got on to some old boxcar and I never did go back. Hey, 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 ho, ho, ho. Here's an old folk song that I used to play. Learned it from my buddy Daryl Adams, who came from Oregon. I met him in Topanga Canyon. He was living in a cave at the time. We tuned up, went to Europe, traveled around on motor scooters. Daryl just passed away here about 2 years ago, age of 73. If he'd live today, he'd be 75. And he played the banjo and he just did a wonderful job of it and everybody loved him. So, and I'm thinking about my old pal Daryl Adams, sang this song on the old five string, the cuckoo.
cuckoo is a pretty bird, and she warbles as she flies, but she never says cuckoo till the 5th day of July. Diamonds, Jack of Diamonds, and I know you of old. You wrap my poor pocket of that silver and gold. Build me a cabin on the mountain so high, so I can see Willie as she goes passing by. A pretty bird, and she warbles as she flies, but she never says cuckoo till the 5th day.
What a time, what a beach, what a dog. Henry David Thoreau said that. It was down there by the shore of Walden Pond one afternoon with his favorite dog, Sam. A Labrador non-retriever, you know the type? He threw the stick out there in the middle of the pond. Little ripples of water reflected in the sunlight. Dog smiled, jumped in the water, swam out, bit the stick, smiled again, turned around, swam back, came, shook all the water off all over Thoreau's pant leg, and he forgot the stick. Stick is still out there floating in the middle of the pond. And I guess it was then that Thoreau said those inimitable words, which he never wrote down. I've been looking for it everywhere, searching through his writings. What a time. What a beach. What a dog. It's all right. It's the last time. Honey, babe, I mean it's the very last time. It's the last time. Honey, babe, I mean it's the very last time. Da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Quit your ringing and twisting, mama, and don't know, father, it's the last time. Honey, babe, mean it's the very last time. Wish I knew that song. That was one by Bessie Smith that I heard on some record. Can't remember what record it was. Loved Bessie Smith songs. She did one about a bed bug one time. Mean old bed bug blues. You ever heard that? Mean old bed bug blues. Historic. this is nothing to do with my motel. We're very like the motel, very clean. Bed bugs is mean and evil. It sure don't mean me no good. Bed bugs is mean and evil. It sure don't mean me no good. The fate is a woodpecker and I'm a chunk of wood. Bed bugs as big as a jackass will bite you and stand and grin. Bed bugs as big as a jackass will bite you and stand and grin. Run off in a corner. Come back and bite you again. I heard a noise in the corner. I went and seed. I heard a noise in the corner. I went and seed. A bed bug mother praying, Lord, give me some more to eat.
Mean old bed bug boy.
This is live from Yorma Kalkinen's Fur Peace Ranch. This concert featuring Ramblin' Jack Elliott, recorded May 4th, 2002.
This is Yorma, and you're listening to Live from the Fur Peace Ranch. Ramblin' Jack Elliott.
Anytime you feel downhearted, anytime you're feeling blue, anytime you see a rainbow, that will be
a sign the storm is through. Anytime will be the right time. Anytime at all will do. Anytime you say you want me back again, that's the time I'm gonna come back home to you. Time you're thinking about me, that's the time I'll be thinking of you. Anytime you say you want me back again, that's the time I'm gonna come back home. California cowboy song. This is called The South Coast, written by a woman named Lillian Boss Ross, a writer that used to live up there, thank you, in the South Coast. The Kingston Trio did a record of this song many years ago. South Coast. My name is Loncano De Castro. My father was a Spanish grandee. But I won my wife in a card game. To hell with those lords by the sea. Well, the South Coast is a wild coast and lonely. You might win in a game, it will know. But a lion still rules the barranca, and a man there is always alone. At a Monterey homestead, fields, creeks, mountains, all mine. And I built me a snug little shanty, and I roofed it and floored it with pine. I had a bronco, a buckskin. Like a bird, he flew over the trail. When I'd ride out 40 miles every Friday for some grub and to pick up my mail, I sat in a card game at Hold On. I played there with an hombre named Juan. After I'd won all his money, I staked all against his daughter, Dawn. I picked up the ace, I had won her. My heart, which was down at my feet,
jumped up to my throat in a hurry. Like a young summer's day, she was sweet.
John.
He opened the door to the kitchen and called the girl in with a curse, saying, "Take her, goddamn you, you want her. She's yours now, for better or worse." Her arms had to tighten around me as we rode up the hills from the south. Not a word did I get from her that day, nor a kiss from her pretty red mouth. And that was a glad, happy winter we carved on a cradle of pine. By the fire in that neat little shanty, and I sang with that gay wife of mine. But the South Coast is a wild coast and lonely. You might win in a game at Hulon. The lion still rules the barranca. A man there is always alone. That night I got hurt in a landslide. Crushed hip, twice broken bone. She saddled her pony like lightning and rode off. She rode off for a doctor at Cologne. A lion screamed in the barranca. Bucky bolted and fell on the slide. My young wife lay dead in the moonlight. My heart died that night with my bride. Oh, the South Coast is a wild coast and lonely. You might win in a game at Hulon. But a lion still rode the barranca, and a man there is always alone.
Here's Hard Traveling.
I've been hit some hard traveling, I thought you knowed. I've been doing some hard traveling way down the road. I've been having some hard traveling, hard grabbing, hard gambling. Been doing some hard traveling, Lord. been riding them fast rattlers, I thought you knew. I've been riding them blind passengers away down the road. I've been riding them dead enders, flat wheelers, kicking up cinders. I've been doing some hard traveling. Been laying in Hard Rock Jail, I thought you know. I've been laying out 90 days away down the road. And a mean old judge says to me, it's 90 days for vagrancy, and I've been doing some hard traveling alone. And I've been working at Pittsburgh Steel, I thought you know. I've been ducking red hot slag way down the road. I've been blast, I've been firing, I've been ducking at a red hot iron, and I've been doing some hard traveling alone. I've been hitting some hard harvesting, I thought you knowed. North Dakota to Kansas City, way down the road. Cutting that wheat, stacking that hay, trying to make about a dollar a day, and I've been doing some hard traveling alone. And I've been in some hard rock mining, I thought you knowed. I've been leaning on a pressure drill, way down the road. I've been blasting, I've been firing, I've been ducking at a red hot iron, and I've been doing some hard traveling along. I've been walking at a Lincoln Highway, I thought you knew. I've been itching on 66 way down the road. Heavy load in a worried mind, looking for a woman that's hard to find. I've been doing some hard traveling along. Heavy load in a worried mind, looking for a woman that's hard to find. I've been doing some hard traveling, Lord.
Thanks a lot, Woody Guthrie, and thank you all. And you are my company. We love you.
Live from Your McAlkinen's Fur Peace Ranch is a co-production of the Fur Peace Ranch and WOUB Public Media. The concert producer is Vanessa Kalkinen. The radio series producer is Rusty Smith. Audio engineers Rusty Smith and Adam Rich.